Gen Xers don't have a lot of patience for bull crap. And I would say that that is definitely true, right?
Many also believe that older workers are reluctant to learn new skills, which I call bullshit on, causing 45 to 60 year old workers to emerge as the, quote, most overlooked employee bracket.
The Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Can we get some common sense all up in here?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you? How's
I'm
it going?
Really good. Yeah. Really, really excited that I get another opportunity to share the most hilarious video that perfectly encapsulates our generation, the greatest generation. I mean, it's not the official greatest generation, but I like to call it the official greatest generation.
I feel like we are. We're going to make that case today that we are the greatest generation and everybody else can suck it. They can all suck it.
And so we're going to get to that video and much more about generations and the differences between them. But first, we want to make sure that if you have not become a prepper yet, it's time. It's time. Mm-hmm.
The reason being is banana chips. I think those two words alone should make you a prepper. Banana chips.
I mean, if that doesn't do it, maybe the very idea that food prices are skyrocketing, as are prices of everything. And so you might as well take advantage of a 4-week emergency food supply kit before another disaster hits and food prices go up even more or food starts disappearing from the grocery shelves. And the best way to do that, the best way to like dip your foot into the pool of prepperness is to go through My Patriot Supply. And they have a special right now just for Chicks on the Right listeners.
That's right. You can actually get some prepper food, which is basically what we have. You know, your buckets of food. And you can save 25% in the process. You can go to preparewiththechicks.com and you can get your emergency food from My Patriot Supply. You can just go there. You can get 25% off in the process. And we're talking like the four, like she was saying, the 4-week kits for long-term storage. And this is stuff that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. I mean, you can't like store it, I guess, in, you know, someplace that's like super duper cold or anything like that. But I store mine. We're going to store ours in our little our safe room, and Mock stores hers in her garage. But you can save 25%. So do it now. It's 4 weeks of food. They have banana chips. They got mac and cheese. They have all the good stuff. 25%. Do it.
Preparewiththechicks.com. All right. So this video and the sound of it is plenty. If you can't see the video and you're only hearing the video, that's fine. What you're about to hear is a son who I think is a millennial who is he's got a whole TikTok set up, an account set up to spotlight his Gen X dad, who is hilarious and also highly inappropriate. So hide your kids, hide your wife. But he is hilarious. And it just I don't know how to describe it better than he is. He is everybody that is a Gen Xer. All right, here we go.
Do you ever wonder what a Gen X thinks? Welcome to Gen X Talks. And Dad?
I don't even care. Go the fuck away.
Why?
Because you're out here just to do the same shit you always do. You're going to fucking ask me some stupid question, aren't you?
Yeah.
Or you saw some current event on Google and now I got to fucking answer or make a comment on it.
Yeah.
That's stupid. It's fucking dumb. You do the same thing every time. All your stupid questions on TikTok are the same. It's fucking redundant.
What, you think I'm beating off to a dead horse?
What did you just say?
What, it was just a metaphor, like killing a bird with two stones.
No, you it's beating a dead horse, you dumb shit. It's killing two birds with one stone. Are you, you're with me right now, you better be. I swear to God, if you're this dumb, I'm gonna lose my shit. Don't give me that dumb look. I got brain cells frying right now thinking that you're my son. Just get the out of here with your stupid shit, now.
Just
walk the away.
Just a metaphor,
he just
Dad.
Away. just a metaphor, Dad. Yeah.
Oh my God. Uh-huh. I cannot get enough of that family.
Right. Those are the Gen Xers that I like, at least. And then you have the Gen Xers that have like literally put their kids in bubbles, like in bubble wrap and in bubbles. And then I was in front of these people at the Denver airport the other day. I'm pretty sure that they probably are. I don't know. Maybe they're millennial parents. I don't know. They could have been. They were probably a little bit younger than me. But you could hear the woman was harping on the husband, who was a total beta male. And she was like, honey, did you call your parents and tell them like that Genevieve is a vegetarian? and the husband was just like, he was like, I haven't called them yet. She's like, you've got to call them and tell them, because dinner will just be ruined if you don't call them and tell them Genevieve is a vegetarian. And so you could just, and they were just going back and forth about it. My husband and I were just like, oh my God. We're just rolling our eyes at each other. We're just like, jeez. Oh, and you know that like when they made the call, they probably have parents who are probably our age, right? These are probably millennials. And you know that that parent who answered the phone was probably that dad. Who are you playing in the video? It was probably that guy. And he's saying all the words when he gets off the phone. He's like, and he's saying everything. Because that would be me. I'd be like, just eat the salad. Like, what is...
Yeah.
Just eat freaking salad. I know, right?
Well, anyway, and just so let's set the table with respect to the generations and when they were born and all of that. So, okay. So if we go way back to the actual greatest generation, those are people born within 1928 to 1945. Then we get the boomers, which is our parents, right? They were born 1946 to 64.
See, a lot of people would say, though, that that is the greatest generation, is the boomers.
The boomers,
A lot of people would say that is the, because they are, you know, they did a lot of the inventing and things like that. You know, people would argue, but I mean, okay. That's so like, all they right. would lump the greatest generation in with the boomers. But okay, so those are the boomers and the greatest generation. Continue.
Then there's us, right? And we are 1965 to 1980. That's our span.
That's
and
us.
Then millennials, which is also Generation Y, is 1981 to 96. And then the Z's, which include our kids, is after 1996. And I don't know how long that'll last before they rename another generation.
Right, our kids. And then I also have two millennial stepkids. I do. So that they're like, I have one that's 32 and one that's 27, and they are definitely millennials. You know, like they're in that millennial generation. So it's interesting to see the differences too, between our millennial two and then our Gen Z kid, you know, it's interesting to watch sort of the dichotomy between them. So it's interesting because you and I were talking about this. We kind of started talking about this about 2 weeks ago because one, that video, and then two, I got on LinkedIn because, you know, I've been on LinkedIn a lot lately because I've been looking for a job over the past several months. And so LinkedIn is obviously the more businessy social media. And there was a conversation about Gen X out there. There's a conversation about Gen X being very resilient, being the most resilient generation. Now, I don't ever comment on LinkedIn. I mean, I don't want to say never, but I try not to comment or get involved or get in the fray on LinkedIn because it is so
businessy. Does it get ugly there? Like, does it get as heated?
Yeah, it can get pretty heated. And sometimes people will have political discussions and I don't engage when it comes to political discussions or anything like that. I just don't do it on LinkedIn. I like stuff, but I don't ever get into the fray out there. But there was one discussion that I saw happening about how this one guy was saying that, look, Gen X has faced many, and I mean many, difficulties that has shaped them into one of the most resilient generations, is what one guy was saying. He said, we were the first to get on the internet. We were the first to deal with latchkey kid syndrome. As a Gen Xer, I know how strong, robust, and resilient other Gen Xers are. We're adapters, innovators, critical thinkers. We're the fixers, the resolvers. He said, I'm not discounting other generations by any means, but each generation has their own skill set, their own life experiences and knowledge that they bring to the table. And I was reading this and I thought, it's a pretty good representation of Gen Xers. And I thought, I like that about us. I like how he was, you know, kind of giving us that descriptor, because I was like, yeah, I mean, I totally agree with that. We are kind of resilient. And they were talking about it in the context of COVID and how we were very well equipped for COVID because we have been through probably more stuff, say, than like millennials or Gen Zers. Mm-hmm. And so it was a little bit easier for us to deal with the COVID situation, pandemic, and some of us sat at home, some of us didn't. Some of us are just like, you know, it's fine, whatever. We've been through stuff like this before. It's not, you know, we're going to get through it. It's fine. Let's just pull ourselves up at the bootstraps and it's going to be, you know. And then also there was also side discussions about people who are working and trying to get work as, you know, 40 somethings, even those of us who are heading into our 50s and looking for new careers, looking for new jobs. And this one person said it's becoming harder for workers aged 45 and older to secure jobs, according to an actual study that he cited, especially as the pandemic amplifies unemployment challenges for everybody, which I thought was interesting because right now unemployment seems to be, you know, getting better. Right. So CNBC reported that mid-career workers are perceived as having weaker skills. When they say mid-career, people of our age group, right? Generation Xers are perceived
weaker
as
skills?
Weaker skills compared to younger candidates, despite often outperforming them. So we're perceived as having weaker skills because we're older, right? Like we may not have like all this computer savvy, or they may perceive us as not having like as much computer savvy or as much technological savvy as some of our younger counterparts, but we often outperform them, pointing to age bias among hiring managers. There's a lot of age bias now. Many also believe that older workers are reluctant to learn new skills, which I call bullshit on, causing 45 to 60 year old workers to emerge as the quote, most overlooked employee bracket. So there was this whole notion of how, you know, a lot of us are not getting the jobs, but yet there was a whole other thing that I read about how millennials and Gen Zers are not working. They don't want to work. So there, it's this strange dichotomy that's happening in the pandemic, or in at least in light of the pandemic and in light of everything that's been happening over the past 1.5, 2 years.
Well, like if that video is anything to go on, then it appears that Gen Xers don't have a lot of patience for bull crap. And I would say that is definitely true, right?
Yeah.
Like the family that you were describing at the airport. I would have just been rolling my eyes all over the place about this. It's like these videos that I see all the time of these Gen Zers who are super into all the gender non-binary bullcrap and their neo pronouns and stuff. And they're like, you need to respect me and call me a kitty self or a pizza self. I actually saw a video where they're using pizza as a pronoun, and they're saying, oh yeah, and they're saying, you need to respect my pronouns if you want to talk to me. And my first thought is, I don't want to talk to you. I want nothing to do with you, and I will stay as far away from you as possible to avoid playing in your crazy pool. You know what I mean?
Like what does that even mean? What did you even just say to me? Well, I don't understand. Like a what in the actual the pizza self?
Yeah, so neo pronouns don't just include like the she, zeer, whatever, they, them. It doesn't just include that. Now it's being extended to include things like just regular old nouns. If you want to be called a kitten self, or if your pronouns are pizza and pizzers, you can just make it up willy-nilly, and you can change it on a dime. And you can demand that everybody just bend to your crazy if they want to have a conversation with you. And I don't think there's a lot of people our age that have any tolerance whatsoever for that. And I'm not saying we should, because I think that's freaking whack.
No, I think you're right. There are not a lot of people our age that do have tolerance for it. But then there's a tiny fraction that pretends that they do. So they appear woke. You know, there's like that tiny that wants to just fit in. It's like they want to still seem hip and cool and woke and young, and so they still buy into all the bullshit, you know, and they'll be like I can totally play in your sandbox. I'm gonna play in your crazy sandbox. We're gonna do this. It's really bizarre. Now, you used to be in HR, and I can only imagine what HR is like now, because there are a lot of demands. Like as a worker, I just don't demand a whole lot. You know,
you just want autonomy, and you want independence, because you know you're going to get your work done.
I just want to be paid.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, I just want my money. You know, I'm going to do my work, and I'm going to do it well, and I want you to pay me, and I want you to basically respect me. I mean, I want like people like harassing me in the workplace. I mean, that much. I mean, if it was like when we were in radio, it was like, I mean, I don't want you just an occasional catcall is fine. But like, I just want to be paid, and I just want to do a good job, and I want to contribute. But nowadays it's like a whole new set of rules in the workplace where it's like this really strange I demand this and I demand that. And it's like, I want to have, I want everything to be organic in the break room, and I need to have this, and I need to have this kind of a workplace environment. And I want to nap at 3, and I've got, you know what I mean? It's like,
and I don't want stairs. I want slides from floor to floor. Right. And our generation is like, I just want to be paid so that I can go and invest in gold. And we have a really, really good way for you to do that now. You guys, Acre Gold is the coolest way ever to start investing in gold. If you're new to it, like we are, and it's kind of been something that you've been intimidated by, Acre Gold is so easy. They have like this amazing online platform where you can sign up for a subscription, a monthly payment of either $30, $50, or $100, and you just pay it monthly, and then you accrue actual physical gold. You get physical bars of gold delivered to your door. For example, right now, I think it's $155 is the value of a bar of gold. So if you signed up for the $100 a month subscription, you would have your first bar of gold in just 2 months. And then you continue to get more and more and more. It's amazing. And it's so easy. And you actually have it in your hands. You can hold it and put it in your safe and know that you have that tangible asset.
Yeah, it's completely awesome. And listen, if you visit getacregold.com/chicks and you start investing in gold today, you can do that. And you can get a free gold bar. They're giving one away. And all you got to do to qualify for this is tweet or post while you should be the recipient of the gold bar. I really want one of our people to get this. I keep telling this to people in the morning things, and I want one of our people to get it. But tweet or post while you should be the recipient and mention @get_acre. Again, that's @get_acre. If you go to getacregold.com/chicks, do that. And then you may win that gold bar, which is pretty cool. Pretty cool. So yeah. So again, go to getacregold.com/chicks. And thank you, Acre Gold, for supporting the show. So cool.
So excited about this. I'm really, really super stoked about this. Can you imagine just getting back on this generation thing? And granted, I'm one of these parents too, who now, when I think about what you and I as kids did, like the latchkey thing, right?
Right.
Can you imagine having your kid today do that? There's no way.
Yeah. There are days where I'm like, God, we're babying our kid. But then at the same time, I wouldn't want my daughter coming home at 9 and like breaking the back window to get into the house because she forgot her key. Because I did that. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, I'd forget my key when I come home from school, and I'd be like, oh crap, I got to break into the house. I mean, I would literally do that. And I don't want her doing that. But at the same time, I'm like, she is being like, when is the right time to leave her alone in the house? And we, you know, and now we're getting to the point where she's 11. It's like, okay, well, there are certain times where we could probably do that for short periods of time. And now it's, you know, they have phones, everybody's got phones. So it's like, everybody's accessible. And you know, it's totally different than when we were kids. And I didn't have a phone until I was, you know, I got one of those back phones when I was in, you know, in my 20s, you know, and I felt like I was really cool. I was like the guy in Wall Street, you know what I mean? So it's totally different now with kids, because kids are so online and they can see everything, and the world is at their fingertips, and they are in a completely different world. And they're saying, you know, the things that I read about Gen Zers is that they are more well-educated than we are. They are the most educated. This is what they're saying, at least, that they are the most educated of the generations, or they will be.
I call bullshit on that, because the education system is so much worse.
I totally agree with you. I don't think that they are, because if you look at the test scores, they're not. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of conflicting information here, because they may, you know, have more education, but and they may all be going to college, but at what expense? You know what I mean? Like, what are they actually learning?
Yeah.
And then, you know, what is the curriculum that they're learning? And so that's another thing that I'm wondering. And then they said that they're also going to be the wealthiest. Okay, but will they?
But don't will they have they, to if work they're, first?
Right. Will they if they're not? And this is the thing. So it depends on what you read and who is doing the writing of it. Mm-hmm. But I still do think that Gen X, if that one dude had a good point, and the person that wrote, you know, the article about us, you know, when I sent you that one article about us, and I need to probably find out who actually wrote that. I think it was goodmenproject.com that wrote a huge thing about Generation X. And they said that we're iconoclastic, stressed out, sentimental and resilient. We're the most resilient. So that is actually a common theme, is that we're very, very resilient. But then one thing that they said is that we're more than likely to be conservative, which I completely agree with. And one of the reasons,
because
that
you get older and wiser. That's why. As you age, you become wiser about the ways of the world. And that's why so many young people are just like, I'm leftist.
And I think sentimental was a really interesting word to use, too. We're sentimental because we think about the ways that America was great, you know, before all these punks came along.
Well, because we like tradition. We appreciate tradition and our past. We actually appreciate how America came to be. That was a really unfortunate statistic to read about some of the younger generations, is that they like America less and less as they are younger. You know what I mean? The younger the generation, the less they care about being American, about citizenship, about nationalism. And I'm not talking about the bad kind, you know what I mean? But like the good kind of patriotic nationalism, love of country. That's so sad to me.
Oh, it's so sad. I mean, it's incredibly sad that that's the younger. And then our generation, like the fact that you even had to apologize for the word nationalism, like, makes me sad. Like, you had to say not the bad kind. You know what I mean? Like, we have to say that now, whereas 20 years ago, we didn't have to say that because everybody knew what you meant. Everybody knew what you meant. And now there's like a negative connotation with the word nationalism because of young people.
They're offended by the flag now. They're offended by the flag.
Right, which is why you had to explain that. And so it's pretty awful. So I see a lot of merit in what people are saying. Like I said, I don't do a lot of the commenting on the LinkedIn, but I wanted to be like, yes, we are. And so, you know, listen, if there are people out there who own companies, don't be afraid to hire the 40-somethings, the 50-somethings, the Gen Xers. Gen Xers have a lot to offer. You know, we are sort of like that. I think we're kind of the Jan Brady of generations. You know what I mean? We're sort of we're sandwiched in between. I think we're forgotten. Jan Brady was the middle kid, right? She was the middle kid? Yeah. I feel like we're sandwiched in between a lot, and we're sort of forgotten. You know, we kind of like lay back. We're very chill. We're kind of laid back. We sit back and watch things. We don't complain a whole lot. I mean, we're just sort of like, you know, it is what it is. And I think when people call us resilient, and we are, you know, we have been innovative. We have been resilient. We are iconoclastic. We are sentimental. We love our country. You know, there are a lot of good qualities. We tend to be, you know, conservatives. There are a lot of good qualities about us. And we've lived through some shit.
Remember when we had to like go to the library and understand how to find books with the card catalog?
And microfiche.
Yeah, and microfiche.
What?
I mean, we've been through some things.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and now they're like, let me Google that for you. Yeah, let me microfiche.
Everything is at their fingertips.
Right. Let me microfiche that for you. Yeah.
There's going to be people that could potentially listen to this that will have no idea what that word means.
Right. They're going to be like, what is a microfiche? Is that like, is that an animal indigenous to Indonesia? A microfiche?
It's a really tiny little fish.
Tiny little fish.
Tiny.
It's a tiny fish. It's a teeny tiny fish. Yeah.
And when you get to be our generation, that's when you start really needing to think about skincare. And we have a solution for you guys. If you have not gotten a package from Chamonix, which has the line GenuCell in it. GenuCell has the plant stem cell technology, which makes their products absolutely amazing. And you can get not just stuff to treat under eye bags or like fight wrinkles, which is obviously something that the older you get, the more that you need. But they have so many different kinds of just general day-to-day skincare products that have like changed my world.
Yeah, me
and
too.
We've gotten a lot of testimonials from people who really, really love it.
Yeah, our testimonials are legit because I use this stuff and I've been using it now for what? Almost like a year I've been using it, and it is really, really good stuff. I love the serum the best because it hides like all of my little crow's feet, and I get crow's feet like really, really bad. But right now you can get 50% or more off of all GenuCell packages to look your best. So go to lovegenucell.com/chicks for that 50% or more, and you're going to be amazed by the results or your money back, which is completely awesome. That's love. GenuCell.com/chicks. LoveGenuCell.com/chicks.
All right. Where can people find and see and watch and listen and read us?
Well, the most important place that you need to be going every single day is our website, and that's chicksonthebrain.com, because that is the place from what you would say, from whence all good things come. That's the place.
That's right.
And it has where you can actually subscribe to this podcast, because I feel like any day now, I felt like this probably for the past 2 years, but any day now I feel like Facebook is going to shut us down. Yeah. I just feel like it's like inevitable at some point. They're going to be like, oh, those chicks are conservative. We need to shut them down. And it's like they fight
we
us.
We haven't gotten to them yet.
I know. They fight us all the time. And so we're constantly in a battle with them. So your best bet is always going to our website. And that's where you can find all of our social media. Mock's got us on all these weird social media platforms that I don't even know about yet. But the tried and true ones, obviously, are Facebook. You can find us at like a couple different places there. And then there's Instagram at Chicks on Right, Twitter at Chicks on Right, Rumble at Chicks on Right, Parler at Chicks on Right. There's just a lot of different places. Any social media that you've ever heard of, we're probably there at Chicks on Right. Yeah.
Yep.
All the same thing. Yeah. All the places on Facebook. Yeah, you guys have a wonderful week, and we will talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Andrew Cuomo is finally resigning after a pile of scandals. Gavin Newsom isn't looking too good out in California either. And Senate Republicans are giving political cover to big-spending Democrats. Hi, I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives and some much-needed laughs, too. Subscribe to the Three Martini Lunch at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.